From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A new United Nations report accuses South Sudanese soldiers and affiliated militias of using mass rape as a weapon of terror and employing a scorched earth policy against the civilian population. The story now from Lisa Schlein.
The report calls the scale and type of sexual violence committed primarily by government SPLA and allied militias one of the most horrendous human rights situations in the world. During the period of the report from April to September 2015, the UN recorded 1,300 reported rapes in oil-rich Unity State alone. The report says sexual assaults are carried out with extreme brutality. It finds girls and women of all ages are subjected to multiple gang rapes. Some are then killed, while others are abducted and held in sexual slavery as so-called wives for soldiers in barracks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations Security Council has endorsed a call from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to repatriate peacekeepers who sexually abuse or exploit the people they are sent to protect. In 2015, there were 69 allegations of sexual abuse or exploitation made against UN peacekeepers. United Nations mission in the Central African Republic was the subject of the most allegations. U.S. General John Campbell says the Afghan Air Force will not reach necessary strength levels by 2020. Campbell, who's just ended his command of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, says some aircraft procured for the force would not arrive until 2018. Then they'll need to train the pilots. This is VOA News.